Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my Lord. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. This is the word and prayer in the eyes of a layperson. My name is Mary Armstrong, coming to you with the word and prayer. Today on this Valentine's Day, they have said, and so since it's supposed to be Valentine's Day, I just want to sing a love song to Jesus today. Let him know I love you, Lord. Praise God. And today we are talking, coming from the book of Psalms, Delight in the Lord. And it's the 37th book of Psalms, talking about not yourself because of evildoers. And we know that there are evildoers in the land, and there are always the evildoers in the land, but we don't have to fret because of those evildoers, because God will take care of his own, and we know that he loves us. God loved us so that he sent his son in the world. Jesus told God, said, prepare me a body, and I'll go down, and I'll redeem man. That's how much he loved man so. He created man out of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into man's nostrils, and man became a living soul. That's how much he loved man. And even after man sinned in the garden, he still loved man. He don't love sin, but he loves mankind. And he prepared a garden for man to live in. And he gave man dominion over everything. But man sinned, and he had to drive man and woman out of the garden. Praise God. But he didn't hate man, but he hated sin. And he still hates sin, but he loves mankind. What a mighty God that we serve. He loves mankind, but he hates sin. And the word of God said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So we're going to talk about, he said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Iniquity is sin. For they shall be soon cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Listen what he's telling us to do. In the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So let's go to Psalm 62:8. That's how we learn when we go to references. It makes us more clear to us to unlearn God, to learn God's word when we read references, what he's telling us. Psalms 32:8. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge to us. Safety. He's a refuge. Pour out your heart to the Lord. Sometimes you may not understand things. Go to him in prayer and tell God about it. Tell him about it in prayer, and he knows how to comfort our heart when we hurt him, when we're discouraged. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. He's a refuge in time of trouble. Praise God. Delight thyself in the Lord. Roll over in him. Delight yourself in him. Trust in him. And he will get to delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Just enjoy Jesus, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he'll do those things. If we just delight ourselves in the Lord, just enjoy Jesus. He knows the desires of our heart. He knows the secret thoughts that we have. He'll give us the desires of our heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Trust him. We can trust him. You know, we can put our trust in man, and man will fail us. But if we put our trust in the Lord, he'll bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the noon, as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Okay, you know all about Job. Job went through a lot of things because Satan had a talk with God. Don't you know he might be having a talk with God about you? Satan knew Job. He knew how Job was. But God presented Job to Satan because he knew Job was an upright man. He knew Job wasn't going to fail him. But Job even said, I make Job curse you to his face. But Job didn't. Job stood up, and he did what God, even though everything he had was taken away. But Job didn't tell God, okay, 11:17. For he knoweth vain man. He sits back in wickedness also. Will he not then conceal it? Job stood up for God. He took his children. He took everything Job had. He left his wife. And his wife even said, why don't you curse God and die? Now, if he would have cursed God and die, his wife didn't. She wasn't saved like Job was. But because Job held on, she was blessed too. They was blessed with more than what they had in the beginning. Okay. Hold on. I'll be right back. Don't hang up. Hold on, I'll be right back.
I am Sarah.
I am so sorry. Yes. So Job held on to God. And God blessed him with double. And he had the beautifulest girls in the land. And God blessed him. So we must hold on regardless of what comes our way. We can't fail God. We can't fail God. So we have to commit our way to the Lord and trust him, and he will bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the noonday light, righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. And then look what it says, to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Don't get upset and do evil because people is doing evil around you. You just hold fast to God because God will fight your battle. Said, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yet thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. God will take care of the righteous, but the wicked will be no more. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his days is coming. We don't, when the wicked is having troubles and stuff, we're supposed to pray for them. We're supposed to pray for them because they have souls. We want them to be saved. We don't take joy in them when they're going through things, but we're supposed to pray for them that they'll come on the Lord's side. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. The sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. But listen what it says. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. So we have to pray for the sinner man. It's wicked people out here now. They're doing any and everything. But they think they enjoying themselves. But see, if they don't turn to God, they're going to be lost. But God is going to take care of the righteous because we belong to God. Care of his own. So we have to pray for the sinner man and the sinner women. We have to pray for the young men and the young women out here having the pleasures of the world. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. Their eyes is blinded to the truth. Therefore, we have to pray for them that they'll come on the Lord's side and know Jesus and be pardoned for their sins. Because when Jesus hung on the cross, all the sins of the world went into him. And all they have to do is receive what Jesus did on the cross for them. All the sins of the whole world went into him. That's why God had to turn his back to Jesus. And that's why Jesus cried out, my God, why have thou forsaken me? He could not look on the sin, for all the sins of the world was on Jesus. And he took the sins of the world on him. All the load was on him. Praise God. And all the sinner man has to do is receive what Jesus did on the cross. Look at the cross. Look at Jesus, what he did. And all you have to do is repent and say, Lord, I receive what you did for me on the cross. I receive it, and I'm going to walk in your forgiveness. I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry, and I receive forgiveness for what you did for me on the cross. That's all the sinner man has to do, and walk in newness of life. That's all they have to do, because you paid the price. He paid the price when he hung on the cross. And when he said it was finished. And the sinner man, all we have to do is receive his forgiveness because Jesus paid the price on the cross. Look what he said. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord opposeth the righteous. Praise God. Let's go to 10:15. Psalms 10:15. Praise our God. Praise our God. 10:15. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The humble himself, that the poor may fall at his strong one. said in his heart, God had forgotten. He had hiding his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine head. Forget not, be humble. Praise our God, praise our God, praise our God. The Lord knoweth the ways of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Then we'll go back to the 19th verse. They shall not be ashamed in the evil times, and in the days of famine shall they be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked boreth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they shall be cursed of him that be cut off. The steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, all he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord opposeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That's what David said. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He's going to take care of his own, saints. We don't have to worry. He's going to always take care of his own. He supplies our needs. He supplies our needs. He's going to always take care of his children. Praise the Lord. We don't have to want. He said he's going to always take care of what we need. It's not a sparrow falls to the ground that he don't know about. Praise the Lord. Even the hairs of our head is numbered. We don't have to worry. When we lay down at night, we can fall asleep in him. If he allows us to, if he takes us through the night, we're going to wake up in his presence. See, we blessed either way. If we fall asleep, we'll wake up in his presence. Praise God, because we belong to him. Praise the Lord. Look what he says. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. Praise God. So he takes care of his own. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. Because he said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Praise the Lord. So we got so much to look forward to. Praise God. So he said, I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I'll come again and receive you into myself. We got so much to look forward to. Praise God. He went away to prepare a place for us. And John saw that place coming down in Revelation, the New Jerusalem. Praise God. I tell you the truth. It's going to be so, eyes have not seen. Now, if, see, we ain't even hear what he has prepared for those that love him. We can't even imagine what it's going to be like. But we're going to be just like him. Praise the Lord. It don't matter what he looks like. I just want to be just like him. I want to be able to behold him. We shall see him as he is. Praise God. He's not going to be like these pictures that you see where his hair is right long and his eyes is or what the color of his eyes. It ain't like that. But we're going to be just like him. I shall see him as he is. We're going to behold him. We're going to be just like Jesus. Won't be no more. We won't have to cry anymore. No more death. No more pain. No more sickness. No more sorrow. Praise God. It's going to be joy, joy, joy. When I see him for myself, I shall behold him. We'll be just like him. He'll never leave us anymore. Praise our God. That's going to be a time. Praise God. I don't know if Bishop's on the line where he can open up the mics or not. God, we're going to be able to be just like him. Praise God. That's going to be a great time when we see him for ourselves. We shall behold him. We shall behold him. I just want to see him for myself. The man who died for me. The man who took all my sins away where I didn't have to give an account for all that I did wrong. All that I've done that I'm ashamed of. Praise God. He nailed them all to the cross. Praise our God. Just like the man when he was hanging there on the cross and he said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And he took time out and said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Praise the Lord. And when he took his last breath and died, he said, it's finished. Praise the Lord. Took that man and went, took him to paradise. Went down into the belly of hell and preached to those damnable paradise. Praise God. And the graves opened up, but they couldn't come out. So he came out. So he rose. Praise God. They walked around the streets of Jerusalem. Praise God. I tell you the truth. Honey, I tell you, no man, they said, no man spake like this man as before he died. Honey, no man spake like that man. Those Pharisees and all them, they couldn't speak like Jesus. They didn't even believe who he was. Didn't know who he was. But he was the Son of God. He was God in the flesh. Praise God. God in the flesh. They didn't even know who he was. Praise our God. Praise God. When they took him to the temple, praise Simeon told him, I forget his name, said, the sword going all they going it's going to pierce your heart too, he told Mary. But she kept all those things on them in her heart. Praise God. She went through something. She had baby Jesus, but she went through something. Praise God, but she pondered them in her heart. Praise our God, dear Lord. The angel told her when he came and told her she's going to have Jesus. Told her she was highly favored. People say they highly favored, but she was the only one the angel told that she was highly favored. Praise God. She was a special girl, teenage girl. She was highly favored. She was a special person that God blessed her to carry Jesus Christ in her womb. Praise the Lord. But thank God he died for us. He died for the whole wide world. That we would be able to be saved and go back with him and live with him for eternity. But it's up to us to receive him in our heart. It's up to us to get ready to go back with him. You can't go back any kind of way. You have to get ready to go back with him. No sin is going to enter in. You have to be cleaned up and ready to go back. So when he comes back through the cloud, praise God, we have to be ready to go back with him. It's going back. We're going to meet him in the air. Praise God. The dead in Christ is going to rise first. Then we which are alive is going to meet him. We're going to be caught up and changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Praise God. And we're going to go back with him. Praise God. Thank God. And the word says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. It's going to be a day. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Second death has no power. The second death has no power. And they're not going to be able to go back with the Lord. They're going to be cast into a lake of fire. And it's going to burn forever and ever and ever. Lord, have mercy. The dead, the devil and his angels are going to be cast in there too. But the lake wasn't made for people. It wasn't made for us. But those that don't know the Lord are going to be cast into the lake, and they're going to burn forever and ever. It's going to be a terrible time. The devil has fooled so many people. He's still fooling people. He's blinded their eyes. They can't see. So many don't want Jesus. They don't have room for Jesus. But he's knocking at their door, but they don't want to open the door. But he's long-suffering. He's giving them time. But after a while, it's going to be too late. But we still have to pray for our loved ones. Keep praying and keeping prayer over them that they will open their eyes and see that it's time is winding up. Signs is in the land, earthquakes, tornadoes and different hurricanes and different things has been happening. So many people getting killed, children's getting killed. Signs is in the land, but people still don't want to see. But he's still speaking, he's still speaking. But after a while, it's going to be too late. Just like the days of Noah. Noah preached, he preached, he built the ark. But they didn't want to hear, But when God shut the door and the rain came, it was too late. And when he shut the door, Noah couldn't open the door. And it rained and it rained and it rained. And all those outside the ark drowned. But when Jesus went down and preached to the damned of the spirits, those that came out, but he's not going to go back down again and preach to the damned of the spirits. Because our time is now. Our time is now. The Gentiles' time is now. And if you don't take heed now, it's going to be too late. Now's the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. Open your hearts and let him in. Open your heart and let him in. God will all your sorrows and sins. He may not pass your way again. So open your heart and let him come in. Open your heart to him. Open your heart and let him in. God will remove all your sorrow and sin. He may not pass your way again. So open your heart and let him come in. Open your heart to him. Today is the day of salvation. Open your heart to him, and he'll come in and sup with you, and you with him. I don't know if Bishop is on the line to open the mics or not, but this time we're going to have prayer. Praise our God. Bishop, is you on the line? Most holy and all-wise God, we do thank God for this prayer time. We thank God for those that are on the lines. We thank God for you letting us know that we don't have to fret ourselves because of evildoers. And we thank God that you tell us to delight ourselves in the Lord, that you will give us the desires of our heart. And we know, God, that you're able to see us through whatever situation that we are in. We ask you, God, to look down on everyone today. Look down on the grief families today, Lord. Look down on the sick and the afflicted. Look down on Granny today who has COVID. Touch her body, Lord. Strengthen her today. Bless the sick, the afflicted, and the bereaved. And look down on those that are hurting today, Lord. Look down on the ones that's brokenhearted today. Look down on the ones that's lonely today, Lord. Look down on those that don't know which way to turn. Oh, God, look down on the sinner man and the sinner woman, the sinner boy and the sinner girl. Lord, look down on the whole wide world. We need you today. We can't make it without you, Lord. You are help in time of trouble. You are our refuge. Father, we need you, Lord. We can't make it on our own. Only what we do for Christ is what's going to last. All the other things are going to pass away. But if we abide in your word and let your word abide in us, God, we can make it through. We thank you for our brother getting out of the hospital today, Lord. Help us just to search, let us search our hearts. You find anything in us that shouldn't be, Father, we ask you to take it out and strengthen us. Help us to be bold soldiers. Help us to love you with all our hearts. And help us to be sincere. Help us to be obedient. And help us to be concerned with our fellow man. Help us, God, to just lift you up in our everyday life. Help us to walk upright and be sincere, Lord. And I bless the people today. And Lord, bless the fainter. Father, you know what they're going through today. Continue to remember our brother, Lord Jesus, that you put faith today. Strengthen him in a mighty way, Lord. We know you're a healer. We know you're a way maker. And we know you're a mind regulator. We love you and we honor you today. Bless and we just say thank you to you.
Thank
we
you.
Honor you. Bless you for today, Lord. Oh, God, we love you down deep in our soul.
Oh, Jesus.
And we just say thank you for this another day's journey. We thank you, Lord, for this broadcast. Oh, God, help
thank
our lives to show. Help us, God, to be a light. Help us, God, to be workers in the kingdom. God, that you will get the glory out of our lives. And they'll walk in the truth because your word is
Jesus.
Truth. Oh, God, we thank you.
Yes.
Have your way, Lord, in our
lives.
Lead, guide, and direct us. Help us ever be servants. God, that you
praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
our
life and Lord. God, as we go forth, God, giving you honor, giving you praise, giving you glory, we just say thank you in Jesus' name right now. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you. We thank everyone on the broadcast. We thank you for joining us today. Oh, praise God. And we just say praise the Lord, and we hope you all have a blessed day. And we ask that you keep us in your prayers as we continue to go with the Lord.
Yes.
And
have a blessed day.
Just be encouraged. Just be encouraged and keep my mother-in-law in prayer because she does have a virus. And keep her in your prayer.
Amen.
We love you in your prayer, Sister Armstrong.
Oh, yes, we will. We sure will. And you look up. Keep looking up. Keep looking up. Praise God. And keep the Saint family in your prayers. And the family.
Love you.
Yes, Lord.
I love you, Auntie.
We love you. Okay.
Love
bye-bye.
You.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.